On the KSRO live line is J.R. Hildebrand. He is a Bay Area guy made good. Good morning, J.R.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Now, anybody that knows anything about car racing knows who you are. Among other things, the 2011 Indy 500 Rookie of the Year. How does a guy who was so close to the water decide, I want to be a race car driver?
That's a good question. Yeah, I mean, the Bay Area is not known for being a hotbed for race car drivers. But, you know, my dad had a vintage race car when I was a kid. He had a 68 Camaro that had been a race car from when it was new.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was a CPA working in San Francisco, but always was into cars, had something cool in the garage, you know, doing, you know, setting the timing at like 2 a.m., waking the neighbors up. So there was always just something about cars and racing that I was drawn to. We went to a lot of races, both up at Sonoma Raceway, where we continue to race now, and down at Laguna Seca in Monterey. So, was just around it a lot as a kid. Really enjoyed, you know, sort of the environment and the atmosphere, and had a chance to start racing go-karts when they opened up the track in the early 2000s at Sonoma Raceway. So,
yeah, so that was a pretty good practice ground for you, apparently. And
yeah,
I understand,
yeah,
exactly. You have serious plans for this coming weekend, right?
I do, yeah. We'll be racing in the 101st Indy 500 this
upcoming
weekend.
How about that?
So,
wow.
Pretty excited.
What's your strategy to win the Indy?
Well, you know, we're starting on the outside of the second row, so it's actually my best qualifying position in my 7 years running at Indy, so that's a good starting point for sure. We finished in the top 10 there all of the last 3 years. So, you know, you got to let the race come to you a little bit. But, you know, I think between myself and my teammate, Ed Carpenter, who will be starting second, we've definitely got fast cars. And, you know, starting up front where we are gives us, you know, sort of a lot of options potentially in terms of how the race plays out. So, you know, the biggest thing is you got to be there at the end. You know, if you don't make it to the end,
indeed,
then you're not going to have a shot at it. But, you know, a lot of times, you kind of have to allow the door to be open to taking different strategies along the way.
You know, JR, I think a lot of guys have, maybe every guy has the fantasy of being a race car driver. And I think the second question out of most guys is, what is that car number 21 worth?
Oh, man. I mean, Indy cars are definitely, you know, they're $500,000 race cars for sure. You know, it's obviously a combination of precious metals and carbon fiber. So, it's a very purpose built beast on the road, but, you know, that's what makes them so fast. That's why we love it.
And one of the great, most interesting things about you, JR, when you're not being a race car driver, is that you often lecture at Stanford. Do many people just automatically assume that?
I imagine not, but yeah, I've had the real pleasure of being connected at Stanford University and was brought on, I guess, last year or 2 years ago as an adjunct lecturer. So really cool just to be able to, you know, interact with young people, you know, like I would have been had I not been a race car driver in that space, and kind of see all the cool and sometimes crazy things that are going on, you know, in the auto industry these days.
Speaking of the auto industry,
cool.
So how fast do you think you're going to get up to? What speed are you going to get up to this weekend in the Indy 500?
Well, let's see. This last weekend we qualified, you know, with average lap speeds of, you know, over 231 miles per hour, going 240 down the straightaway. So
Wow. It's
definitely a massively high speed situation. You know, on race day, it's a little bit slower just because you got to last all the way through the event in terms of top speed, but we'll be hitting speeds for sure of over 230 down the straight.
And what does that feel like on your body?
You know, I mean, certainly when the race rolls around, there's so many other things that you're focused on. You know, all of your competition is basically going that same speed, or hopefully all of your competition is going that same speed. You don't want too much of a differential,
right?
But, you know, you're just intensely focused on the task at hand. You know, the straightaway speeds being that high is one thing, but the cornering speeds are almost just as high. I mean, you're turning in flat out, full throttle into turn one at 230 miles an hour and having to deal with, you know, three or four lateral G's going through the corner. You know, it's definitely a lot of stress on the body over the course of 3 hours, but you know, in the end, it's at least as much of a mental game to stay focused and be able to take advantage at the end.
Well, we are with you. We're rooting for our Bay Area guy, J.R. Hildebrand, in the Indy 500 this weekend. And also, we have to root for you because you're a diehard Giants fan and Warriors fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we say, go Giants, go Warriors, and go J.R. this weekend.
Thanks, man.